I've participated both as a prosecutor and as a defense attorney in mental commitment hearings. The process is not a good process, the way it presently is designed. However, this bill, for a number of months, we have requested that the rather terrible fiscal impacts on our offices would be dealt with. When I first met with Representative Kopetsky back in January, he mentioned to me that perhaps, and at that time there were some rather severe penalty sections in this bill, and he suggested that probably the best thing to do was to pull us out. And he suggested amendments, and he proposed those amendments to subcommittee, and that's basically what my amendments are. The Mental Health Division, when funding was not forthcoming, also presented amendments, again, which removed the responsibility from our offices. They were not passed by the subcommittee. That is the reason that I had presented material to all of you on this issue. The difficulty is that there's a desire to have someone there to present the state's interests, whatever that may be. The problem is that we have designated one county department and said it's your responsibility. That's what this bill says. It doesn't say the county may choose. That is the alternative. It says the county may choose and take it away from the district attorney, but the responsibility is the district attorney. And that...
Excuse me, can I intersect there and ask a question?
Representative Byrd.
And because I need a response from either the subcommittee chairman or Mr. Penn. On page 22 of the amendments that are in front of us, on line 4 through 17 is the section I'm addressing. It says, in lieu of the district attorney under paragraph B of this subsection, the governing body of a county may designate a council appointed pursuant to ORS 2031245, and so on down to the bottom there where it says that the obligation to pay for this is under ORS 426.250, and 426.250 says it'll be the county will pick up the fee. And my question then is, where are those funds from? Is that the DA's office?
Yeah.
Even if the county designates council outside of the DA, then is the obligation to pay for that still assessed against the district attorney's office? And I'd like to actually have a response, Mr. Penn, both from you and from, if that's your understanding of that amendment, to Representative Hanlon.
Representative Hanlon, would you like to respond to that question at this time?
Let me reread it and make sure that I'm understanding the question.
Perhaps I could give my practical response while Representative Hanlon is doing that. That is precisely the difficulty, is that presently now, district attorney budgets have been passed by county government for the next fiscal year. There is no funding for this. If you had this written in such language that it was, this is a county responsibility and they shall be the cost shall be paid by the county, and there's nothing in there about a district attorney, well then that issue is available at the county level. And the county may say, district attorney, we want you to do this. But then I have an opportunity to come forward and say, if you want me to do this, fine, give me some funding, or else I will have to detract from criminal prosecutions. The way it is now, the bill says it is my responsibility, and the county can shirk its fiscal responsibility by simply saying, we've given you money, do it. And then I have no form. I simply have to dismiss cases or be there. That's why I think it's very unfortunate that district attorneys were specifically delineated, because it's a specific county department rather than saying it's a county function. County, you decide if you're going to hire outside counsel under subsection C, or whether you're going to have county counsel do it, or whether you're going to have the DA's office do it. And that would be a policy decision by that local government unit. The way it is now, it is a DA responsibility, and it is on my back, and it's on my budget, and the county can simply say, you've got your money, do your job. And they'll say the state did it to you, and it's the typical situation that we get into, being part state and part county, both sides pointing the finger to the other body. And that's the difficulty that I have.
Representative Hanlon.
The response to your question, Representative Burton, in looking at this reference is, it is a county obligation according to 426.250.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Bowman.
It seems like a really unhappy situation that after all of the time that the subcommittee placed working on this bill and working really carefully, on painstakingly on the bill, we end up in a situation where there is so much unhappiness directed at this one aspect of the bill. My inclination at this point is to send the bill to Ways and Means the way it's drafted, realizing that this is something that makes Mr. Penn extremely unhappy. I've got a note from Mike Schrunk. I don't know if his message is on the record, but the message from Multnomah County is there is a negative fiscal impact to the DA's office there, 2,000 additional cases. But at some point, and I made this argument on the floor the other day, and I didn't hear any DAs jump up and say, thank you for all the money you're saving us by allowing us the power to reduce misdemeanors to violations when we want to and the judge agrees. We're trying to establish policy here, and we worked on this bill, as I said, painstakingly. For me to have an initial message from my district attorney, from my county's district attorney, dated May 29th, telling me what the impact is just really an arrogant message about how this body is supposed to respond with a knee-jerk after putting in the amount of work it's put in.
Mr. Chair, can I respond just two sentences to that?
Two sentences, and then we're going to have to move on.
Yes. This issue was raised by my testimony back in February. Secondly, I was under the impression with Representative Kopetsky's amendments that would be solved and that we would be pulled out.
Mr. Chairman,
that has not happened.
Mr. Chairman, I'm the chair of the subcommittee, whatever impression this witness was under. And Representative Kopetsky is on Ways and Means, where the money issues are decided.
Okay. Representative Burton.
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry that this, the sense of there's great unhappiness on this. I think it's unfortunate that some of these issues get to be personalized to some extent. I mean, I'm going to understand why we need civil commitment. these things kind of tend to drive us all a little crazy. My reason for raising this question was to get it on the record that there is an indication, I've had an indication from several district attorneys, that this will have a fiscal impact on them. The role of district attorney in being split between being both a state agent and a county agent is onerous to them and to us and to everybody else in how you deal with it. Representative Kopetsky's comments that he will be dealing with this down in finance, I will hold him to. If there's some way this can be funded, I think what we're doing is I'll vote for this bill. It'll be sent out. I think it's got this kind of a potential flaw in it. I agree with Representative Bunn. Sometimes we go through this imperfect process of bills that take a long time to get through, and there are sense of things happening that don't happen later on down the road. My hope is that if we send this bill out and it has the intent that we want it to, is that we can afford to do it and that we are allowing the structures that we're imposing this on to have that happen where they need to have it happen. And that means probably some financial obligations on the part of the state to work it out. The intent of raising my questions was to make certain it was on the record. It was clear that there is going to be a financial impact on those individuals in the district attorney's office who we are asking to play a role in this, who I assume now is a role that they ought to. The original language in the law says that they shall designate the district attorney to do this, and that's almost, it seems to me, to be more than what we're doing here, which says they may, but we're not doing too much other than perhaps shifting the funding responsibility. And I'm sorry if I raise this to the point that it created some ill feelings between other people. It was not my intent to do that.
Further discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Hanlon.
You asked me earlier, and I immediately reacted that I would not be amenable if I were in charge of accepting Representative Bunn's motion, which I presume was on this issue that Mr. Penn has brought to us.
I believe the motion was withdrawn, so it's a moot point unless you...
It wasn't withdrawn. I asked whether it would be accepted.
I'm saying, Mr. Chairman, I just got to say it because I immediately reacted. If it were within my power, I wouldn't do it, accept the motion. I think maybe that was immediate overreacting on my part.
Representative Vaughn?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I would move... I have a copy of the amendment from the District Attorneys Association, and I'm not sure that it tailors with the major amendment, but I would simply move the deletion of the requirement of the district attorney representation.
Counsel?
Representative, could you tell me what the LC number that is?
If you don't have an LC, I can send it over to you. There probably is an LC somewhere.
Okay, I'm going to pass to council, and members are invited to take a look at it. It's not particularly helpful, but speaking more to the concept, Representative Bunn has moved that those provisions of 2324-18 that refer to the district attorney being required or to be present be deleted. Is that the sense of your motion, Representative Bunn?
Mr. Chairman, if I might just speak very briefly to the amendment. I know the committee's taken more time than has been desired. I simply want us to start a process that makes someone somewhere accountable for what we do. Mr. Penn made a good point of saying the county's point at the state and the state point at the county. Judiciary Committee points to Ways and Means points to the Judiciary Committee, and I'm frankly tired of it. We either have a responsibility to say we're going to take the DAs out or we're going to get some kind of commitment from Ways and Means that there's going to be money there. What we'll do is send a bill down to Ways and Means. We'll require the district attorneys to do it, and we'll all say we're extremely sorry we couldn't find the money somewhere. And it's nobody's fault because there was no one committee that took the responsibility to bite the bullet.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Dix.
I think my Representative Bunn puts it quite well. I have reservations on the other side. Perhaps if I'm not back and there are other members who return to this committee, I'll ask Mr. Shrunk to come forward and document the 2,000 cases that he's going to have this year because of the result of this.
Counsel?
Hi, Mr. Chairman. I would ask if the amendment is adopted, that it be adopted in concept, because I think this amendment here does more than is intended. And we went through this in the subcommittee. And, yeah.
Representative Bunn, if you have no objection, we'll deal with that as counsel has suggested. Is there further discussion on Representative Bunn's motion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Bauman.
I'd like to know who will be responsible. I guess the question is directed at Representative Bunn for putting files together and representing the families or the state's interest in these hearings.
Representative Bunn.
Chairman, there were two choices. Either the question was left unanswered. Actually, there are three. It's left unanswered, or the county can decide and pay for it, or we can send it back to the subcommittee to determine that. But I don't think it's any better answer to say what we've said now than to take that out.
Okay. Further discussion.
Yep.
Tim Hamlin.
This was not meant to be the most controversial part of this bill.
Further discussion. Chair intends to vote no on the motion. Clerk will call the roll.
No.
No.
Bunn?
Aye.
Burton?
No. I mean aye. Sorry.
Excuse me. Burton's recorded as an aye vote.
Dix votes no.
Hamlin? No.
Aye.
Phillips? Aye.
Rainer? No. Motion fails. We have before us the main motion. Is there further discussion? If not, the clerk will call the roll.
Bellamy? Aye.
Bellamy? Aye.
Bunn?
Aye.
Dix?
Aye.
Inman?
Aye.
Miller?
No.
Phillips?
Aye.
Greer?
Votes no. Motion's adopted. Further business to come before the full committee? The full committee will be adjourned. Subcommittee 1 will return to complete its dockets in 20 minutes before 4.
Phil's getting my voters getting a little...